Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I would be willing to do more than one debate, actually. As far as her as a candidate, I think it's probably similar. I noticed the polls are virtually identical. She's the same as Biden, but much more radical. She's a radical left person, and this country doesn't want a radical left person to destroy it. She's far more radical than he is.
How many debates do you think we're going to get? Because he had the one kind of previously scheduled. Will you get a vice presidential debate? We don't know who the vice president's even going to be. This the mad scramble now to replace every portion of the ticket after Joe Biden drops out. Of course, that was President Trump, former President Trump, talking yesterday. I saw something the other day, a couple of notes. Note number one is apparently according to the reporting, Republicans, the GOP had a meeting and tried to tell everybody the headline here is let's not make fun of Kamala Harris. Let's not bring up her gender and her race. Okay, and or her handedness, or or whether she likes Chinese food. I mean, you could mention things like that only for the sake of mentioning the fact that it is going to matter to some people, but. Yeah, I mean, how does her being a woman or being black have anything to do with anything? And it's a little weird. I kind of wondered about this story, whether it wasn't because the headline from the AP was Republican leaders urge colleagues to steer clear of racist and sexist attacks on Kamala Harris. Like, I think the headline is trying to tell the story more than the story is telling the story. But I don't know. I wasn't in the meeting. And, you know, they say sources. So, I mean, who can question them? But it's meant to tell the story that, you know, Republicans need to be reminded not to be sexist and racist, which, I mean, I guess some do, but I think some Democrats also need to be reminded of that, too. But, you know, it's a question for a different day. I did see something. You know, we haven't talked about it all as a Secret Service head. I mean, we talked about, like, one time. Quitting yesterday. Ho-hum next, you know, like, of course. Like, why didn't it happen before? But we'll see what other things happen in this context. I just thought, you know, we spent so much time talking about her complete failure to answer questions in Congress the day before that it is, I guess, expected, not surprising news. All right. Well, right before you go, though, we want you to go to Congress and don't tell them anything and then quit. And you're all good. We'll take care of you. I don't know. It's a bad story all around. But back to Kamala Harris. You see a lot of, now that she is almost certainly going to be the nominee, you see a lot of stuff running around about her and memes and quotes and, you know, she's flaky or she's weird or the way she talks. And, you know, okay, I'll give you one that I saw yesterday and I'll play it for you here so you can hear for yourself.
Today is today.
Now, let me start it one more time.
Today is today. And yesterday was today yesterday. Tomorrow will be today tomorrow. So live today. So the future today will be as the past today, as it is tomorrow.
Confused? Or do you feel like you've been to a philosophy 101 class? Here's the thing, and I will always do this as much as I possibly can. It's fake. This video is fake. Now, the video portion is correct. But the sort of slurred speech, semi-drunk sounding, bizarre, meandering rantings is a deepfake. And I've seen this video multiple different sources on social media in the last few days. It's false. It's fake. Don't share fake stuff. Now, the funny part about this is the reason it's possible to pass off this fake and people don't know it's fake is because she does say stuff like this a lot. And she says things that might not be a lot better, but at least they're the actual thing. So that was actually the video was from a speech at Howard University that she gave in January of 2023. That was the fake version. Here's the actual version.
I think it's very important, as you have heard from so many incredible leaders. For us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past but the future.
So what you might say to yourself is, well, isn't that the same as the first one? No, the first one is fake. That one's actual. You say, they both sound like word salad gibberish to me. Well, you know, that's the problem. And the problem with the deep fakes is that they are going to continue to proliferate, not just about her, but about Trump and about everybody else. And knowing the difference between what's authentic and what's not is going to be difficult to get. The challenge, of course, when it comes to Kamala Harris is that in slightly different ways than Joe Biden, you know, Joe was always and is always good for a gaffe, has always been. This is not new. OK, the gaffes have gotten weirder and worse over time, but that's not new. She's good for a weirdness, too. And of course, President Trump is also. I mean, don't let me neglect to say. Right. The former president himself is not, let's say, the master of eloquence all the time. So but hers are just they're so unusual. And she gets really enamored with certain phrases. I'll show you in just a second. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about. Traffic is flowing smoothly all over our area. Good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So the kind of weird, I don't know, do you call it mansplaining when a woman does it? I don't know. But it's kind of mansplaining, but bad mansplaining, like we're all in kindergarten or something. That's something that she does like to do a lot.
Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
That's from March of 2022. You know, look, early commentary on breaking news doesn't always meet the depth of the moment. Okay, so at the invasion of Ukraine happening, you do sometimes get the occasional verbal gaffes can be entertaining. They don't necessarily mean a lot, except when you invent a country.
I've met with leaders from around the world, countries like Singapore and France, Beiran and India.
Now, is that Beiran or is that West Beiran? Because sometimes people do confuse the two for each other. And I know it's a little bit of a greatest hits. It's not fair. But the point to me is this one deep fake that's been running around. You open yourself up to those when the real ones are extra weird to begin with.
Everything is in context. My mother she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
Deep thoughts. No, but the coconut, if you see the coconut tree running around on social media, that's where that one comes from. Of course, we learn about things and that she's enamored with.
So here's the thing. Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just, there's something about the, and most of us, many of us went to school on the yellow school bus, right? And it's part of our experience growing up.
I mean, she's right. Who doesn't love a yellow school bus? We all do, especially one that takes us from Beiran to a country in Europe that's next to another country in Europe. Last one, just because I felt like having fun today just a little bit. At the funeral for Jesse Jackson, January of last year.
And it is with this understanding, this vision, to see what can be unburdened by what has been.
That's a phrase I believe she wrote. Actually, this is from a video in January 23. I don't know that that was the day of the funeral. I apologize. But that's a phrase she has invented, and that is a phrase that she uses a lot. In fact, there was a Sky News report where the guy was pretty brutal about it. He's like, So she really likes this expression that none of us are quite sure what it means.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What we can see, what we believe can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
Who we can be unburdened by who we have been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
Where we can be unburdened by where we have been and unburdened by where we are right now.
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
I counted 13. And you know, some intern put a lot of time into scrubbing and scouring and finding all of those different ones for Sky News. And what I think is, this is misunderstood. This is not her inability to come up with a new phrase and continuing to repeat the old one that she's used many, many, many times before that was cryptic to begin with. No. Kamala Harris is a superhero, and that's her catchphrase. Shazam! You wouldn't do a montage of Shazam over and over, or, you know, holy refrigerators, Batman. Like, you know, people got to have their catchphrase. She's got a catchphrase, and, you know, I mean, it's an okay one.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
821 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew. I'm just sorry. There are some days when the mean, sarcastic, rude, not great Christian in me does beg to come out.
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus?
And
right?
Unfortunately, I do occasionally let him out.
Countries like Singapore and France, Bahrain and India.
Especially when I've been watching too much Milton City Council meeting.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
822 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access. A new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republicans Republicans in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
When Alexander saw the breadth of his domain, he wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer. Benefits of a classical education.
Definitely one of the best movie villains of all time. 8:25 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're at the intersection of Beverly Parkway and Palafox, both north and southbound lanes are showing some delay there. Other than that, traffic is flowing good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, especially selling, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they're just pros at this. Whether it's photographing, because, you know, the way you photograph a house matters, the way you stage it, the way you even, you know, tweak the landscape maybe for that curb appeal. If something needs to be repainted or not, she'll tell you, and she might even need to help you with it. I mean, just like all of that stuff down to scheduling the open house and, you know, doing the follow-up and setting the price and just across the board, they have really got this figured out. They sold 175 homes last year. That's 3.5 a week. That's pretty good. It's pretty good for somebody that's only been doing this for about 7 years now. Just unbelievable results. When prices were hot, they helped you make them even better. When the market is not as hot, she will help you get the house sold quickly for a good price, better than you'd be able to do on your own. But don't take my word for it. Talk to her. You know, interview her. Go out for coffee and say, hey, Andrew says you're great. Prove it. Okay, she will. And then you make a decision after that. Just meet her, and I think you'll be pretty impressed. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, have you ever been to the country of Singapore?
I have not, but I would like to mention that these news headlines are unburdened by the headlines that have been. Dozens of Democratic lawmakers are choosing not to attend Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress today. It's a protest against the war in Gaza and the numbers of civilian casualties. About 200 people were arrested at a pro-Palestinian protest in a congressional building on Capitol Hill yesterday.
Can I pause you?
Yeah.
You can't just drop that and move on like it didn't happen. Go on. You got to give us a chance to recover a little bit. Go on.
Well, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon will reportedly be facing criminal charges in Manhattan after he's released from federal prison in November.
So, in my opinion.
Sorry, that's me.
That's on 98 U.
That's my fault.
Okay, I thought something good was
no,
coming.
No, it's
here.
Just my fault.
All right. The New York case
the one time Facebook has something where the volume is on when you click on it. How many times you go to click something on Facebook or Instagram, you're like, turn it on.
It'll always get
the
you.
The one time it auto-put it on,
when
I clicked on
hear it doesn't play
yeah,
anything.
Of course. Yeah. Anyway, sorry about the interruption. Please go on.
That is okay. Steve Bannon will be facing criminal charges after being released from federal prison. That case in New York connected to the fundraising efforts to build a privately funded wall on the Mexican border. And in Yellowstone National Park, apparently tourists were sent running yesterday after some type of what they're calling a hydrothermal explosion. This happened at the Biscuit Basin Geyser. Apparently a column of hot water somehow broke through the ground. It sprayed hot water, mud, and rock, and tourists on a nearby walkway were running for safety. But the good news, no injuries reported.
Very good. Do you remember the story from 2 weeks ago in Illinois, there was this sinkhole that opened up that was swallowing the softball field? Did you see that video? You saw the video,
yeah.
John. And the
yes.
pole, the light pole was going into the hole and everything. So that was like where we used to live.
Really?
Outside of St. Louis. Yeah, I know the park that was at. It's a really nice park. And, you know, you don't think of sinkholes typically, you know, you think of sinkholes like Florida, right? Well, the thing about it, this is what you got me thinking about, is like under the ground, anything could be happening.
Right.
You tend to think like, oh, under the ground, everything is fine. Well, you know, there's aquifers and springs and, you know, earthquakes potentially. But in Illinois, it's an area that was heavily mined, you know, dug out. And I remember when we bought our house there, the insurance agent was like, do you want mine insurance? We're like, we didn't build it on a mine. He's like, how do you know? Well, because, wait, what do you know? You know, and it turns out there's massive miles and miles and miles and miles and miles of these abandoned mine shafts dug sideways through all of the terrain. And that's what this was. It was a sinkhole that turned up. So we had bought mine insurance for the exact reason that you have no idea where they might be. So whether it's a, what'd you call it, a thermo?
Hydrothermal.
Hydrothermal. So water and heat. Okay, so hydrothermal. Or mine shafts or geysers or sinkholes or the world is dangerous.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifies on the Bureau's investigation of the Trump assassination attempt. Fox's Brooke Singman.
Senator Chuck Grassley releasing the body cam video showing Thomas Matthew Crooks dead on the roof just after he opened fire on former President Trump. Crooks' body is seen next to a trail of blood, a Secret Service agent confirming to a local police officer that he did receive a photo of Crooks from a sniper prior to the shooting.
Secret Service is recommending the former president keep his rallies inside. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu speaks before a joint meeting of Congress with Gaza protesters expected. Tonight, President Biden with an Oval Office address on what lies ahead after dropping his re-election bid. First Lady Jill Biden heading to the Paris Summer Olympics, and Salt Lake City wins its second stint to host the Winter Games 2034. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola, 79 and mostly cloudy this morning. I'm David Wayne. A motorcyclist was taken to the hospital yesterday after a crash on I-10 West. It happened just west of the Pine Forest Road exit. FHP says the rider was traveling at a high rate of speed in the inside lane of I-10 when another vehicle changed lanes and they crashed. An off-duty Santa Rosa County Sheriff's deputy witnessed that crash, did attempt to render aid to the rider, who ended up being taken to Baptist Hospital with serious injuries. The crash blocked traffic on I-10 for a time yesterday afternoon. The motorcyclist, again, reportedly with serious injuries, and we don't have a current update on their condition. Local dive organizations continuing their push to get the SS United States, a retired ocean liner that's 1,000 feet long, into Escambia County to be sunk as a new artificial reef. Supporters say it would be a big boost for the local economy.
It has a history of all kinds of passengers, you know, from movie stars to presidents. You know, it's even the Mona Lisa crossed the Atlantic on the ship. They trusted the ship that much to put that valuable of a painting on there. Well, this ship's got so much going for it. The namesake of it, and people who care about things like that, and divers in general do.
And that from yesterday's Marine Advisory Committee meeting. They discussed all the possibilities and what it could potentially cost. Marine Resource Manager Robert Turpin said it's still uncertain if the ship would be offered directly by the Conservancy or through a contractor that may have already obtained it. Representatives from several dive organizations were on hand, and they offered donations to get the project started. About $20,000 has been collected so far to go towards that effort. Gulf Breeze police looking for the public's help locating a man that hasn't been seen since the 4th of July. 53-year-old Charles Sutherland was reported missing on the 15th after he didn't show up for work a few days before that. Investigators say his phone was found at Shoreline Park's turf field in Gulf Breeze. If you have any information, contact the Gulf Breeze Police. Pensacola Energy customers shouldn't be expecting refunds anytime soon. This is after a judge's ruling last week that the city unlawfully collected franchise fees for decades. Mayor D.C. Reeves tells reporters yesterday that a lot of residents have already been reaching out.
We're evaluating an appeal. You guys received a press release from a law firm, the law firm representing the other side, the plaintiff. Because of that, we've had lots of phone calls through our 311 department asking where people can pick up checks. That is not, we are nowhere near that, regardless of what we decide.
That ruling came from a class action lawsuit filed in 2015. The judge ruled that because the franchise fees were illegally collected, the city would be on the hook to repay between $18 and $20 million to Pensacola Energy customers that live within the city limits. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more. Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024. No accidents to let you know about right now. Things are rolling smoothly if you're headed from downtown Milton over to East Milton. Going to see some minor delays, also some minor delays right there in front of Walmart on P Ridge. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms as we go throughout the day today. 70% chance of rain, high near 88. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Thursday, 70% chance of rain does continue, high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Keeping the scattered showers around for Friday with a 70% chance of rain, high near 89. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 79 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton. And your money now this morning. Our market's down at the opening bell. The Dow's down 157 points at 40,263. S&P down 58 points this morning, 54.97.04. NASDAQ down 318 points at 17,678.80. 10-year bond rate is down fractionally at 4.21%. Gold price is up $8.10 at 24.15.40. Silver prices up 9 cents today, $29.42. And Bitcoin up just under 1,000 at $66,724.54. The rest of the crypto market a little bit mixed. Ethereum down slightly. Litecoin up. Bitcoin Cash up a little bit as well. A coalition of environmental groups are trying to shut down Elon Musk's South Texas spaceport. They've now sent a letter to the feds claiming SpaceX launches are destroying migratory birds.
The carnage has been increasing to the point where it seems as if things are just really out of control there.
Peter Galvan with the Center for Biological Diversity, and he says the launches are destroying bird nests near Boca Chica that are protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. The letter comes about a week after Elon Musk announced plans to move the SpaceX headquarters from California to Texas. The peer-to-peer payment system Zelle being looked into by lawmakers amid a growing number of scams on the platform.
The Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations heard testimony Tuesday from the CEO of Early Warning Systems, the company that runs the Zelle network. Also called on to testify were executives from Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo, the three biggest Zelle owner banks. The subcommittee issued a report faulting the banks for only reimbursing 38% of customers who said they did not approve a transfer from their account. Early Warning Services maintains that 99.95% of transactions are completed without a complaint of fraud or scam. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And federal investigators still looking into Delta Airlines after days and days of canceled flights. This all following that global computer outage last Friday. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg made that investigation official this
week. DOT is launching an investigation into the breakdown of operations and into the customer service situation.
Delta says they're working around the clock to get their operations back to normal. News time, 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
2018, Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts, among them the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel. Then get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola. Heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I got a semi-silly one for you, as if they're not all silly, okay? But here's my semi-silly, frivolous question for you. 437-1620, that's the number you're going to want to have. Is your roof clean enough to eat off of? Is your roof clean enough to eat off of? 437-1620, 437-1620. Initial response is...
No.
And even stronger...
No.
Heck no. No, a roof is where birds poop, right? Like, they can't possibly be clean, right?
Correct.
Let's explore.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. I knew it. Let's explore.
Let's explore. 437-1620. What happens to your roof, especially if you live in Florida, almost every day?
Rain.
Is rain clean enough to drink?
Depends.
Come on. Don't talk to me about acid rain. Just if you put your face up, mouth open to the rain, are you going to be okay?
Then be yes.
Of course. If you need to collect any rainwater for drinking or whatever, of course. It's really, really clean, right? Really clean water running across your roof.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty consistently. Why isn't your roof clean enough to drink off of? Would you drink off the water that flows off? Not that comes through the gutter. That's nasty. What's the difference? I don't know. Let's talk about it. 437-1620. This is the kind of thing. I don't even remember how I had this, but it was raining the other day, and I had the thought. I said, "That's a lot of water going across my roof. I wonder if my roof is clean."
Really?
Because you know, you hear this expression like it's hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk, yes, kind of thing. And I lived in Phoenix, and not just an egg, but a whole rack of barbecue. But then I got to thinking, you know, because the problem with that is, you know, is it sanitary? Well, the heat will sanitize things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's probably particulate matter, but that's more crunch than danger. You know, crunch. That's not going to make you ill. It's just going to, like, make your teeth unhappy. And as, I don't know, somehow it got me to thinking about your roof and how, you know, when you rinse something off, okay, even if you don't have soap, a lot of times you rinsing it off is good enough, right? I mean, you should use soap if it's, you know, something that's like meat or, you know, something that's really contained. But, I mean, there's a lot of times where just rinsing it off is good enough, okay? Your roof gets rinsed off all the time. Why isn't that good enough? All right, 437-1620. I love your reaction when I said, let's discuss. Oh, this is... Okay, this may be the definitive answer. Pardon my excessive use of language. Who the hell knows, Andrew? I don't go on my roof, LOL. But in a pinch, you know, if you if you need to, 437-1620. Somebody says three words: East Hill Rats. Okay, all right. Somebody says it depends on how hungry I am. Okay. I mean, if your life depended on you drinking the water off of the roof, you drink the water off the roof, right?
Right.
Can you imagine somebody like just clicked 92.3 and they're like, the what now? Surely he doesn't get paid for this. 437. My
buddy
boss
does.
Asks that question all the time. Somebody says, let's see, rain is like a water filter for the air. It's so dirty. Rain is like a water. If you don't have a filter on your outside, then you are one. Is that how they go? Anyway, air, water is like an air filter. It's so dirty. Huh. I kind of want to say that's right. That the rain as it's falling down is going to pick up stuff, especially if it's got any kind of ionization to it. It's, you know, it's sticky. Water is sticky. So the rain is cleaning the air, which means that the raindrops keep falling on your head, according to BJ Thomas. You shouldn't drink them. Yeah, I think that's a small percentage. I think that's a, like, really, like, parts per trillion kind of situation. But I'll mull it a little bit. I'll think about it. Not the weird haircut, but I'll mull it over. John Pickens got traffic on the 5. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Seeing some delays if you're going from downtown Milton to East Milton or vice versa. You're going to see some delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. If you need a good education on whether it's meteorology or cleanliness standards, or you want to be able to think more logically than Andrew McKay, Pensacola State College is a great resource for you. They've got all kinds of classes on all kinds of subjects. And part of the value of being a community college or state college or junior college, however you prefer to call it, is that because they teach, you know, more like just these things and not everything, although they have a really wide selection, on those kind of core classes, there's always a wide variety of sections and times and teachers available. So you can really select what works the best for you. Like when my boys were going through PSC as you know, dual enrolled students, they knew these teachers they really liked and those teachers maybe they didn't like as much. And so because there were such a variety, they could pick schedule-wise and also the teachers that they preferred. That's an advantage. That's a good thing. And they did. They for 3 years, each of them got about a year and a half worth of college credit, dual enrolled, no charge, because high schoolers do it for free. Books are free. Everything's covered by the state because, you know, that's just how that works. And then they get a sampling of college, you know, college classes. They get, as homeschool kids, they get the benefit of getting into classes, you know, and getting that experience. So it was a really big benefit for them. We really, really support PSC. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrenton, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at PensacolaState.edu. So the question of the day, frivolous topic of the day, is, is your roof clean enough to eat off of or drink off of? And as I mentioned in the beginning, of course, your initial answer is no. And I said, well, hear me out. Is it genuinely unclean or is it just like mentally you can't make it make sense? You know, like, is that the real issue? Somebody here says a roof isn't clean enough to eat off of. It would need soap. Also, in addition to rain, it doesn't get hot enough to sanitize. Beg to differ. Because roofs do get really, really, really hot. I mean, it might not get, you know, it's not boiling necessarily, but somebody here texts in and says, the water is safe to drink, but the slope is dangerous. Yeah. Well done. I see what you did. You tied in current events with that. Somebody here says, my wife thinks that you've been smoking. No. I mean, I don't do that. I do, you know, have alcohol, but I haven't had any of that yet today, as far as you know. 437-1620. Don't drink off the roof. Birds fly over. Fair. Okay. Somebody says, is this an episode of Naked and Afraid? Not yet. No, we're not naked. Somebody here says, I don't know about water. I only drink Brondo. It's got electrolytes. That's what plants crave. Yeah, well, no, fair enough. I mean, you know your movie references. Eating off the roof has a lot less germs than your kitchen floor. Oh, that makes sense. And this is according to the non-scientist, Bill Nye the Science Guy. But you know, UV rays, I wasn't thinking about that. The sun is a sterilizer, okay? And heat and rain. See, I think this is one of the, this is why I like the frivolous topic, because it's stuff you can talk about with other people if you can get them past your super weird phase. But then you can have interesting conversations, and it really does make you think about it. So like that. I hadn't even thinking about the sunlight you know, when it's not raining, it's sun sterilization. And so, I mean, it's maybe not high grade UV, but it's, you know, it's something. Somebody says, no, I'm not going to read that one. I mean, it's, I'm just not going to read it. Let's see. Yes, for the squirrels. but same issue for the driveway and the sidewalk, right? If, you know, if the roof is clean, the sidewalk and the driveway. 437-1620. The great Saharan dust cloud that is due over Pensacola today should provide us with a plethora of nastiness when it rains this afternoon. Don't look up. And let's see. I can't even read what this one is. So, okay, so there we go. Did we settle it, John? Do we feel like you were a 10 in opposition before and now you're like a 6? Or are you still a 10?
I'm still like 8.
You're not drinking off your roof.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Roof drinking party at John's later today.
Let's do it.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Just in time for the summer season. Feed More Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. See dealer for details.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
All right, when computers fail. Guess the computer was drinking the dirty water off of the roof. Oh, somebody texted in, by the way, and followed up and said, my great-grandparents had a roof aquifer, so the rainwater from the roof would collect in a cistern, and they would drink that, and they lived to be like 100. So, you know, it does happen. 437-1620, 437-1620. This won't make you feel happy, but it might make you feel less unhappy than you had been feeling about your home insurance costs, because, as we know, they're ridiculous, right? But I was reading a story the other day, and I just wanted to share it with you because it does put in perspective that it's not just Florida. This was a CBS and the AP reporting on this. Although, obviously, you know, in Florida, we're having a tough time with it, but storms are one of the main reasons that, you know, insurance premiums are going up. But it's not just going up here. In Oklahoma, residents saw their home coverage costs go up 42% over the course of 5 years, from 2018 to 2023. Now, I mean, we're worse than that, but that's all. In Arkansas and Texas, 32% and 60%, respectively. So big increases. Most insurance companies raised their rates for homeowners coverage by double digits last year. So it is. Progressive went up 10%, up from 2.9 the previous year. So, you know, it went up 3, then it went up 10. Allstate went up 4, and then it went up 10. And look, that just is. Now, also, one of the other things that you might not have been thinking about, and I don't, it's just kind of the, once you realize that it's obvious, but what do we know about the price of housing? I mean, in the last year, it's been relatively stable, but prior to that, through the roof, right? What does that mean for your homeowner's insurance? If the value of the home goes up, then the insurance is going to have to go up to cover the increased value of the home. And also, what do we know about the cost of doing building repairs and that? You know, all of that's more expensive than it ever has been before. So not only, which is somewhat connected, but not exactly the same thing. So the value of the home is higher. The cost of the replacement of, if you got to do repair. I mean, like, I'm not trying to justify or tell you that it's okay or tell you that the government shouldn't be doing something to work on this problem. I suffer under it too. It did help give me a little bit of perspective other than the just plain sticker shock of how outrageous this is, that it's not uniquely us and it's not without some maybe kind of explanations out there. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Still seeing delays if you're in Pea Ridge. Right in front of the Walmart, seeing some delays there. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about getting that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to go check out. A bunch of cars, good quality selection. And, you know, one of the things is when you actually look at a price for a car, they'll give you two pieces of paper. Piece of paper number one is going to have all of the numbers on it. You know, and the only thing that matters on there, this is tax, title, registration, all, trade-in, all of that. At the very bottom of the page, it's going to have a number that's your out-the-door price. That's the only number you ever talk about. And if that number gets to where you want it to be, that's the number you pay. There's no, oh, and by the way, I mean, that's it. That's why they call it the out-the-door price. The other thing that's attached to that piece of paper is a Carfax. And a Carfax is a vehicle maintenance and repair history for a car to the degree that that information has been reported upon. And, you know, it's not 100% everything necessarily. In fact, I had a situation where I'm just telling you, Carfax did not cover this problem. Okay, so I recommend you go to a good mechanic that you trust to get a used vehicle inspection, especially if you're going to buy from somebody that you don't know, you know, Facebook Marketplace, the corner lot, whatever. But if you go to Facebook Marketplace to buy from Jimmy or the corner lot to buy from Jimmy Bob, and they don't give you Carfax, call Frontier. They'll provide one for you. Just give them the VIN, and they'll run you Carfax for free at no cost to you. And you say, why would they do that? Well, because they can, because it helps, because it's a way to help you make a better decision. That's it. It's easy. So when I say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that phrase. 8:57 here on News Radio Pensacola. Interesting article I was reading the other day about the I think I have tickets I need to give away. Do I have tickets I need to give away today, John? I have done a terrible job of looking this up today. I think I do. Let me check real quick because I don't want to get through the... I forgot yesterday to give away tickets, and I felt very... for about 8 seconds, I felt really guilty about it. So sure enough, I do have tickets to give away. Very good. I've got tickets to the Pensacola Little Theater, the Disney Descendants show. And again... Oh, wait a minute. I read my notes wrong. I'm sorry. I don't have tickets to give away for it. I'm just supposed to mention it. Be sure to listen to the Pensacola Morning News in Pensacola right now for a chance to win a pair of tickets to Disney's Descendants at PLT. The afternoon show should be giving away a pair today, and we'll be giving away pairs later on. Also, Stuff the Bus is coming up this week, where we get school supplies together for the kids who need them at the various Walmart locations around our area. We will be at the one in Pace. That is going to be on tomorrow, July 25th. So we'll be out there tomorrow. Cat Country, WEAR Cares, and us, of course, News Radio and the PNJ and the United Way of West Florida. All right, John, future news. Will there be more people fired at the Secret Service? Resign? Yeah, I think so, too. Will the state attorney, will Ginger Bowden-Madden, will she investigate Mike Cusack, Marilyn Farrow, the city of Milton?
Yes, please.
I want to say yes. I want the answer to be yes.
Right.
I'll say yes. Okay. Will Milton ask for it at their next city council meeting?
No.
I think yes. I think they will ask. Will we get that 3% rate increase at ECUA?
Yes.
Will that be ratified? Yeah, I think that'll probably be done. Will there be more border walls on Highway 98?
Yes.
Sadly, dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.